I'm John Lemley, glad to have you with me on this Thursday for City Cafe. It was not until last year that an intern at Atlanta's Oakland Cemetery discovered that the city's historic final resting spot has a tie to the king of the wild frontier. David Crockett, great-great-grandson of Davy Crockett, is buried at Oakland, and he's one of the star attractions appearing at this weekend's Tunes from the Tombs event. To preview this and other budget-friendly events for the coming week, Shane Harrison of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon to you. That's one of the great things about Oakland Cemetery. Even after all these years, we're still finding out these great new facts about it because it's such a great historical place. And it's a great place to see some music, too. You wouldn't think that maybe a cemetery, but it's really a cool, cool place to be. And Tunes from the Tombs has been doing this for 3 years now. This is its third year, and it's so much fun. There's some great, great bands here. Blair Crimmins and the Hookers, who are awesome. Old Fourth Ward Afro Klezmer Orchestra. They're a terrific band that takes some really strange and unusual elements and put them together. You wouldn't think of like African rhythms and Klezmer Orchestra together, but it really worked. It's like a lot of old retro kind of stuff, but I think it really works very well with a place like Oakland Cemetery. And it's fun, actually, despite the fact that there are a lot of, you know, non-living folks around you. It's a pretty lively thing. And this is taking place on Saturday. It starts at 1 o'clock and goes to 8 o'clock. And the tickets are just $10 to $15, so it's a great deal as well.
Shane, the British composer Benjamin Britten really had a thing for the human voice. He found in the human voice a special source of inspiration, an affinity that resulted in a remarkable, huge body of work, including some of the most popular operas of the 20th century.
Yeah, Benjamin Britten, he did some really beautiful vocal music. I think it's definitely some of the best of the 20th century. And you'll get to hear a lot of it at Rialto Center for the Arts. Georgia State University sponsors a summer opera workshop, and this is part of it. And this I particularly pulled out just because it's free, because we're always looking after your bottom line here. So. And they'll be doing scenes from Albert Herring, from Peter Grimes, The Rape of Lucretia, The Turn of the Screw. So you'll get a really nice sampling of Britten's vocal music, especially from his operas. This one is happening on Wednesday, June 12th, but the whole thing actually starts the day before on Tuesday, June 11th. So, you know, check that out. They have Milton Granger's one-act operas on Tuesday. They're going to do a performance of Kurt Weill's Street Scene. They're going to be doing some Offenbach. So there's going to be a lot of great opera going on there at Georgia State University. And the prices do vary on that. But again, the Benjamin Britten opera scenes at the Rialto on Wednesday is completely free.
Shane, did you just hear somebody scream?
Yes, that was me. I was screaming for ice cream.
I'll join you.
Yes, Slow Food Atlanta's 7th annual ice cream social is taking place this weekend.
I love ice cream. It's my passion. Peanut butter ice cream with little jelly sandwiches in it. That's today's flavor. This is the Slow Food Atlanta ice cream social. It's a competition for ice cream enthusiasts and local pastry chefs that compete and who's got the best flavor of the day. Really, I mean, it's ice cream. There's no losers, right? Everything's good.
Now, you know, who's not excited about a day of ice cream?
And that, slow food.
That's right. This is happening at Peachtree Road Farmers Market. This is the 7th year they're doing this. And they always have like a little competition. So they'll have the overall best ice cream. But they're also having the best pawpaw ice cream competition this
pawpaw?
Year.
Pawpaw?
Yes, pawpaw, the fruit.
Oh.
Yes, the fruit pawpaw.
I was thinking
pawpaw.
Of grandfather.
Yeah, yeah, no. But they will be having some pawpaw ice cream. So if you haven't tried it, this is the place to do it. But you'll also get lots of other different kinds of ice cream because there'll be some really great ice cream churners here, and, you know, they will go all out. So bring your own spoon and try out all these great ice cream flavors at the Slow Food Atlanta Ice Cream Social.
Well, Shane, we've done it. We've ended our chat with dessert.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming in and for all the budget-friendly events for the coming week.
Well, it was my pleasure.
You can find complete details on anything that Shane and I have talked about over the past few minutes. Head to our website. We're at wabe.org/citycafe.